This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
The show where health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you talking about? Health or your life? That's what this show is all about. So if you're struggling with your health, we're here to help. Take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Leon in Sacramento, California, sent us an email. Said, I want to start working out, but I'm really lost when it comes to the gym. Where is a good place to start? When it comes to fitness, Leon, here's the deal. The one thing you want to focus on is the fact that just getting moving, even if it's walking, jogging, starting to work out with certain weights, or maybe you're using bands and dumbbells, whatever it is, anything is helpful. So if you're starting out at any level with fitness, you just want to make sure you get the body moving at any level. Now, if you really want to get into the weights and get into a deeper level of working out and exercise, it's always good to hire a personal trainer. I'm a big fan of that because personal trainers, first of all, are well-trained and well-versed in exercise, not just for gaining better fitness levels and hitting your goals, but also doing it without getting injured. And a lot of times you can watch somebody work out on a machine or maybe with some dumbbells or barbells, but maybe you get to a place where you attempt it and you don't know the proper form. It's like playing tennis or golf looks so easy, but if you go out to do it, it becomes very difficult if you don't really have the practice and the form. Well, a good personal trainer can get in and help you along the way. They can take you by the hand, guide you through some of the basics so that you don't feel lost, as you say, and they can really get you comfortable in an area that might be uncomfortable. And they can help you begin to find the exercises that are best for you and your body that can help you hit the goals that you're looking for. So I always recommend that. You don't have to do it all the time, but at least get started at some level with a personal trainer that can help you and guide you in the process. That is the first place to start. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We want to help. So if you haven't been to the website yet, check out the website. We can help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Sometimes you just need to find a lifestyle provider that can help, that can take you by the hand and teach you what it means to really be healthy and look at lab numbers to find out where your core nutritional deficiencies are, that sort of thing. That can help you get from where you are right now to some better goals. And that's what it's all about. Let's go to the phones and talk with Janet. Hi, Janet.
50-year-old woman who is in relatively good health. I have questions about my hormones and what issues I might be having with a hormonal imbalance. I said I'm 50 in good health, but I've gained a little weight, and it's mostly my midsection, and I'm really trying, working hard, and it's like beating my head against the wall. Just wondering what I should do about my hormones.
Yeah, when it comes to hormones, a couple things you want to definitely think about. I mean, when you're looking at estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, growth hormone, all of those, there's certain key factors. The older we get, of course, the more our hormones tend to fade or not stay in balance. And it's not just because we're aging, but because our lifestyle habits typically can't support the body staying where they need to, meaning that certain foods, for example, if you raise estrogen by eating certain meats that are not hormone-free and antibiotic-free, or for example, if you don't do wild-caught fish, and you end up getting a lot of mercury in from the fish that we're getting in, toxins as well, that can affect the hormones in different ways. So just little items that we do over and over and over again that can begin to build up in the body is what causes it to break down overall long term. So the lab testing is really good to check out and see what the numbers are. That way you get a good evaluation and see where the levels are and where they need to be. Then also, there's some saliva testing that can really be helpful to get you kind of where you need to go. So having multiple tests done on a regular basis can help quite a bit. That's where I would start. Now, the nutrition is your foundation with hormones. Don't forget that. That's a big key to understand. So your eating habits, getting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis can make a big difference. And what you want to always look at, especially in your eating habits, is to make sure, first and foremost, that you're getting equal amounts of lean quality protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. All of that makes an incredible difference and an overall impact with your health that you have to focus on. All of that is extremely important. So I would encourage you to look at that too. The healthy fats, a lot of people leave out because they're scared about getting fat. They think it's going to put a big belly on them, but it doesn't. The fats we need, omega 3, 6, and 9s, that builds your overall hormone profile and really helps you begin to thrive. But you have to get the right kind of tools and the right kind of foods in on a regular basis to make that happen. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Electronic devices, they're saying, are disrupting a lot of teens' sleep. Now, spending too much time using the devices during the day can harm your sleep. Researchers studied nearly 10,000 Norwegian teens aged 16 to 19 who were asked how much screen time, whether it's computer or smartphone or tablet, that they had during the day. And this could even be MP3 players. And they, of course, did the assessment. They looked at that. And again, taking longer than 60 minutes to fall asleep just because of the time spent during the day on these different devices. And this is becoming increasingly important with even adults. So we're seeing more sleep disorders now than ever. And that what we call blue light, which comes from these screens, is disrupting our overall body's ability to shut down. And our pineal gland, which is the main little gland in the brain that produces melatonin that gets us into that deep stage of sleep, that's becoming a real challenge. It's kind of throwing everything open. The British Medical Journal did some research on this, and there was a study that found that daytime screen use, and that could be anything, it could be TV, it could be computer, whatever, of more than 4 hours was associated with a 49% risk, higher risk of taking 60 minutes to fall asleep. And more than 2 hours of screen time after school is strongly linked to taking longer time to get to sleep as well. So on average, teens said they need about 8 to 9 hours of sleep to feel rested. But the study found that teens who spent more than 2 hours emailing and chatting online had a harder risk or a more difficult time getting to sleep. So the current recommendation is to not have TV in the bedroom. It seems, however, that there's other electronic devices that are competing for that now, whether it's iPads or iPhones or whatever it is, tablets, however you want to call it. But it's become increasingly a challenge. Now, we're seeing that in adults for the difficulty falling asleep, but we're really seeing it now with our young people. And that's concerning, be able to look at that and say, okay, this is becoming a challenge. Sleep is so valuable, and if we don't get enough of it, we can't function in the highest capacity the next day, and that's where it becomes a challenge, and that's where we really have to start shutting it down and getting our kids to shut down the screen time so they can get into the restful sleep that they need. So our kids are, you got kids staying up late at night, and they can't fall asleep for reasons. A lot of times they're watching the screens and following that, then they don't need to be. So, again, parents, that's where you jump in and make a difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle, and it's about the choices we make every day that can impact our health and life. If you're looking to lose weight, feel better, have more energy, check out our new In Shape plan. You can check it out. It really teaches you how to eat better, how to feel better, how to have more energy, the right supplements, all of that at the website.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Find out more. Connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Show, check us out on the web. If you're struggling with your health, we want to help. We want to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Remember, it's important to make the right decisions for your health and for your life. So if you're struggling with anything, remember, we want to help you. And it comes down to lifestyle. So whether it's living better, fitness, getting better exercise, drinking more water, eating the right kind of foods, getting better rest, all that goes together. And it really does make a difference when you start putting them in the right order and you make sure that you maintain them on a regular basis. That is what we call lifestyle. And it really makes an impact when you get the right tools each and every day. It seems so basic and it seems so simple, but we put them in order and you do well, you can make an incredible difference. Let's go to the phones and talk with Dale. Hi, Dale.
I was removing some moldy carpeting out of a house. And I don't know if it's black mold or whatever kind of mold it was, but it got into my respiratory tract, my upper respiratory tract, and I'm having a lot of mucus just flowing out of my nostrils and spitting it up out of my throat and it has a peculiar odor to it, like a moldy odor, and I don't know what to do to get rid of it, and I'd like some help with that.
Okay. So a couple things to think about. One is when you're looking at this sort of thing, you want to focus on you can kind of cleanse the system. So your body has its own natural way of doing that. Exercise really helps to pump that lymphatic system, clear it out. You can get tested. Your physician can run some tests and see if there's maybe some mold or if there's a fungal type issue going on in the lungs or in the respiratory system or just in the digestive system overall and find out exactly what that is. There's specific tests that can be done to really find that out, clear it out, and then move on from there. From a natural perspective, if you want to kind of cleanse or reset the system, there's some strategic ways to do that with foods. And a lot of that information is on the website, but you really can get in and clean the system. Now, obviously, it's getting away from that. So if you've cleaned out the carpet, it's gone. That's good. But many times the body, it has to be rid of the body. There's medications that can do that. And there's also natural ways of supporting that as well. But I would definitely get some testing done to find out exactly what it is. Because, you know, whether it's through your family physician, or you go to an integrative physician that does that, whatever. But I would get that done because you want to know exactly what it is so you can come up with the right strategy to be able to help it. And there's different strategies for different ways of handling these sorts of issues. And I would encourage you to look at that first and foremost. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Give us a call. I want to help you. Go to the website. When it comes to jogging, they say now you might want to go a little easier on that. A little jogging is good for your health, but too much might not be, they're saying. So they did some studies, of course, and the dose of running that was most favorable in reducing mortality was about 1 to 2 hours per week. So no more than running 3 days a week, said the researcher at the Frederick's Hospital in Copenhagen, Denmark. The best pace was a slower average, about 5 miles an hour. Out of a pool of about 5,000 healthy adults, the colleagues did their following study, and they looked at the strenuous joggers versus kind of the average sedentary, they call them, joggers. The light joggers and moderate joggers fared better in their recovery time. In the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, they did a study on this, and it said about strenuous running that it might be harmful. They said they believe that long-term strenuous endurance exercise may induce pathological structural remodeling of the heart and large arteries. However, a U.S.-based researcher said the debate about the optimal dose of running for longevity is far from resolved. A new study has limitations, but what's interesting is that the average runner that they tested in this at least ran at least 6 times a week. In the Copenhagen study, the joggers self-reported their pace. Even the slow joggers were getting vigorous exercise. The reported pace was not absolute in miles per hour, but what they did know is that running may be worse only in cardiovascular disease cases where somebody's already had an issue. But in other assessments on the effects of running and death rates, the Lees group in this study found that death from all causes was lower in runners compared to non-runners. I mean, at the end of the day, you can make a case for it. There's what's called the American Medical Athletic Association, and they have had their own studies and their own comments regarding this. There is a break point. I mean, when you get into the extreme cases of running and exercise at any level, the extremes can be hard on the body. I mean, as incredible as the athletes are and amazing as they are in the Ironman triathlons and all of that, they're incredible athletes, but it's very hard on the body. And it's very tough on the recovery systems in the body. So you have to, you're at a very high level elite athlete at that level, but it's very tough on cortisol, which is produced in the body that can cause some challenges. So again, everyone, every area has its challenges, but you have to focus on getting the body in, keeping the body in balance. So with jogging, I would never tell somebody that you're jogging too much. I mean, the fact to get anybody out jogging at all is amazing. So it's not like smoking cigarettes is bad for your health and too much jogging is, although it's just a matter of how much can your body take and how well can it recover. All these questions really come to play in this sort of situation. So I would definitely look into what's good for you. Just remember the rule of thumb, whether it's weight training or racquetball or jogging or whatever you're into, playing basketball, that you want to shoot for about 45 minutes of exercise in a day's time. You do your 45 minutes, the body is going to maximize its good hormones. It's going to reduce cortisol, which is a stress hormone in the body that can affect it in a negative way. Cortisol, too much cortisol, will store body fat and decrease muscle tissue. So you have to be really, really careful with that overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Coming up, we'll jump in with more questions about your health. Plus, I've got some research about thyroid conditions that you don't want to miss. All of that when we come back. Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It sounds like the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be back on. The president talking with Japan's prime minister and the White House said they talk about that upcoming meeting, one which the president canceled after North Korea took a shot at Vice President Mike Pence last week. Strong winds and heavy rain pound parts of Florida on Memorial Day as subtropical storm Alberto makes landfall. Flooding, tornadoes, and storm surges all concerns, and Laguna Beach could get up to a half foot of rain by Monday night. Flooding's expected to be an issue up the panhandle into Alabama and western Georgia. The president delivering a short Memorial Day message after laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
We're gathered here on the sacred soil to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom.
The president promising to never forget our nation's heroes. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
You need someone to take you by the hand, teach you what to do. Our lifestyle providers, our healthcare providers in your area that can help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Also, our TV show is out. If you haven't found it yet, check the local listings or go to the website. You can find it there. And our new app. Check out the app. Really cool way to listen to the show. So if you have an iPhone or iPad, you can put the app on there. And you listen to it from wherever you are, however you are, whenever you want to. It's a great way to catch the show. Listen to it in multiple ways to be able to catch your favorite tips. And if you miss something on the show, you can listen to it the next day all the way until we go live the next day. Pretty amazing. Now, we're going to talk about our food of the hour, one of my favorite times, because remember, food can bring health to the body or it can take health out of the body, and it's critical to understand which is which and how it can support our bodies in a great way. So we're going to talk about pears, and pears, pretty amazing to look at. Our pears is a very neutral fruit. So a lot of times people say, well, I have an allergy to this, or this kind of fruit makes me get gassy or bloated or hurts my mouth or whatever. Pears are pretty amazing. They're one of the best anti-inflammatory fruits there are. So pears are not unusual, but they're loaded with vitamin E and omega-3 fatty acids. So the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging did a little study, and they looked at a combination of apples and pears, which ranked second highest age range for people as far as being the better fruits. And there are all kinds of incredible nutrients in these. Chlorogenic acid, which is amazing, and then also a lot of flavanols as well. Flavanols are pretty amazing. Carotenoids, lutein, zeaxanthin, and virtually all these phytonutrients have been shown to provide a strong antioxidant protection to all of our cells, plus to be able to help us in dealing with type 2 diabetes and heart disease. So a great source of dietary fiber. Pears might be logically, they're expected to protect us from the development of type 2 diabetes, but adequate intake of any dietary fiber from good whole food sources is a long-established factor for reducing the risk of both diseases. So in that, you've got diabetes type 2. Scientists know that pear flavanols, including quercetin, is extremely important and beneficial for protecting our cells as well. And there's a component called NADPH, and it's an enzyme regulator that's found in pears that's very, very good for the supporting against heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Plus, people that struggle with any kind of gallbladder-related condition can benefit from pears. It helps to increase and pull the bile acids and to break those down into the synthesis of cholesterol in this. So a lot of great benefits. It can reduce cancer risk. Everybody likes that. Big C word. So health benefits of pear fiber can extend in the area of cancer risk as well. The fiber from the pear can bind together not only with the bile acids as a whole, but with the special group of bile acids called secondary bile acids. And excessive amounts of secondary bile acids can help in the intestine and can increase our risk of colorectal cancer as well. And by binding together with secondary bile acids, the intake of pears also have been shown to lower cancer risk. The key focus has not been on pear fiber. However, it's been on pear phytonutrients, especially the cumaric acid, ferulic acid as well. In a recent study they did in Mexico City, it took approximately 2 total fruit servings per day and about 4 daily vegetable servings to accomplish the decrease in gastric cancer risk. Pears and mangoes were among the key foods that determine the right amounts to be able to do that, plus esophageal cancer. They've done studies with this, with esophageal squamous cell. There's a third cancer type which pear intake helps lower the risk. It's a very large-scale study that was done by the National Institutes of Health on this. So apples, plums, and strawberries were all part of that. And it's become fairly common to hear both healthcare practitioners and laypersons talk about pears as one of the most easily digested fruits. In fact, many practitioners recommend that pear be one of the first fruits considered when it comes time to introducing an infant to his or her first pureed fruits. I used to eat pears all the time, still do. But it was one of the first fruits I was given as a child, and I remember it was one of my favorites even growing up, and just made a, it was one of those that kind of my go-to fruit, still is. Lemons and grapefruits and oranges are a big set of citrus fruits that are also beneficial. But it's known to be hypoallergenic, and the healthcare practitioners also allow clients to continue eating pears when following a low allergy diet plan. And many individuals report having fewer allergies related symptoms when dealing with pears versus other fruits. And again, really great. So if you're going in through any kind of plan or wanting to get some basics on fruits that are low glycemic, that won't affect your blood sugar in a negative way, pears definitely top the list when it comes to that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Julie on the phones. Hi, Julie.
I have been itching like crazy. It seems to get worse and then subside. And it's just a pinkish rash. I've done everything, you know, no detergents, cleaning the bedding, et cetera, and I just can't get rid of the itching. It's driving me crazy. Anyway, if you have any advice, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, the itching itself can come from a multitude of areas. And one area you want to really look at, again, remember, it's a skin condition, so anything with the skin comes from the gut. So you start looking at the gut and anything going on within the digestive tract, and that makes a big difference with what's happening with the skin. So sometimes you could have food allergies. You could have any type of allergens. I mean, yeast, fungal issues. You could have a wheat allergy that could be triggering that. Too much magnesium in the body could be triggering it. Also, if you've got any issue going on with a milk casein type protein. So cow's milk is loaded with casein. You can switch over to a different type of milk like almond or coconut, maybe even goat milk, that's very hypoallergenic. And again, find that if you come off of those kind of milk products and the itching stops and you know you had a food allergy. So there's different ways to look at that. Plus, you can have just basic deficiencies in the body that could be a trigger, meaning that you can have a zinc deficiency, also an omega-3 fatty acid. So omega-3s, fish oils, and then certain nuts and seeds contain, like walnuts, contain high levels of omega-3s that can really help. So looking at those two items together can make a big difference to figure out exactly what's going on the inside. But it's important to understand that on a regular basis to get your body where it needs to be and get the skin calmed down. You want to make sure you're looking in the right area. So just keep that in mind. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Just wanted to call on information about Crohn's disease and just some tips for it. And, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Crohn's pretty complicated. A lot of people struggle with it, and we're seeing it now more than ever, really. You know, it's an inflammatory condition. So it starts out with typically irritable bowel syndrome, and then from there, it can progress. When Crohn's disease is pretty much at the end stage where you're having a strong inflammatory response within the bowel and the gut, that's pretty challenging. So most doctors, GI docs, will use some of the medications to get it under control. So your basic Remicade and some of the others are helpful. And again, you can really support it that way. But really, you got to step back and look at the food. So the Band-Aid is covering it. It helps to heal the gut and the digestive tract. But you really have to step back and look at the food. The foods really matter the most. So you look at the different allergies that can come from the food, such as different proteins that can happen in the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers are big flares for Crohn's, and then also milk products. So a lot of the basic cow's milk, dairy, and not that it's terrible for everybody, but some people, it really does cause a strong flare-up. And especially the gluten concept, that gluten protein that's found in most grains can be quite the challenge. A lot of people that struggle with it will find that that's a big challenge for them, and eliminating that from the diet really helps the person recover in quite a strong way. So I would look at this from a multi-pronged approach, but definitely look at your food supply. So what you're eating on a regular basis, and it's not going to change overnight. Like if you start switching different foods, it's not going to just get better in 3 days. It takes about 8 to 10 weeks just to start seeing a response in the body at all that is measurable. So just give it some time. If your physician or nutritionist is working with you, then kind of have them lay out a strategy that can be helpful and then let that build. Take your time with it. And I'll tell you another little tip that we've learned about Crohn's that's important. Your doctor will probably walk you through this, but there's a real strong mind-gut connection. And the more stress somebody is under, whether it's conscious or subconscious, can really affect the gut overall. It can affect how the body's reacting. If the body has some strong challenges, if you're really stressed out, it can directly affect your digestion. It can affect how your body's handling certain foods. It's quite an issue. So a lot of people really struggle with that, to figure out, well, okay, you know, is the stress causing it or is it not? Counseling, just counseling alone, getting with maybe a pastor or a psychologist or whatever, has helped so many people with Crohn's, because the majority of that is coming from that trigger. And then you got foods and all that that can trigger it as well. But mostly, a lot of that can be an emotional root. Remember, the CDC said that 85% of the root cause of all health challenges, not just some of them, but all of them, comes from emotional health or toxic emotional health. So what we do to build our body up, it matters. And that's what we do to, of course, get us to the next level, is to build up the right areas in the body to get us to thrive again. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Losing weight with a low thyroid, that is a question we get a lot. And a lot of people want to know what to do, how to do that. So your thyroid gland is very important. Little gland that sits behind your Adam's apple right there in your throat, and it controls a lot. Matter of fact, if your thyroid's not working right, you don't even feel right. So it controls the heart rate and rhythm. It controls your mental clarity. You ever get the brain fog and just don't feel good? Well, many times that has to do with your thyroid, and then also your heart rate and rhythm. So it affects the heart at some level. So if people that have low thyroid have a hard time losing weight, because when that slows down, the metabolism can slow down. So what can you do? There's actually a lot you can do. Matter of fact, we got information on that at our website, and you'll find ways, natural ways to support the thyroid and support the overall metabolism. So there's hormones that the thyroid produces, T3, T4, and it affects the body's overall ability to regulate the metabolism, to lose weight, and to handle and metabolize certain foods. So when weight loss is tough, when your thyroid is not functioning well, of course, everything goes down. And to really control the condition, the best way to manage weight with hypothyroidism is to control it. So medications can help with your doctor, but there's also thyroid hormone supplements that can help as well. Many times you can get checked, and I do recommend this, and most doctors in the alternative side, integrative side would. And there's kind of a debate going on, but a lot of mainstream endocrinologists are now leaning the way of looking at iodine as a tool to be able to see if the thyroid's working at its best level. Iodine is a trace mineral that is found in that our body needs on a regular basis. You can get it from kelp. A lot of times a really good source. Seafood is a really good source, general seafood. Matter of fact, the Japanese, just got back from Japan, beautiful place, but Japanese is, their overall culture, typically just in their diet alone because of the types of foods they eat, the Japanese get about 13 milligrams a day of iodine, and we as Americans get less than about 450 micrograms in our diet. It's pretty amazing. Stark difference. And you'll see more hypothyroid and thyroid conditions in this country than just about any other country. So it's a frustrating condition for a lot of people because, again, you take the medication, but then what are you doing nutritionally to build the body back up as well? So many people, a typical story is, the thyroid was inactive due to whatever reason after menopause. Then, of course, you try to exercise and eat well, but you still can't lose the weight. So a lot of people will struggle with that, and then they'll start focusing on what they can do to build the thyroid up to get it working better and to make it function at a higher level. So many people stay with exercise, they hit the gym, they eat well, get enough carbohydrates. See, that's another thing. If you don't eat enough carbohydrates with the thyroid, it will shut it down. So, and that's the right kind of carbs, not just a bunch of sugar and processed food, but the right kind of carbohydrates will make the thyroid pump and work the way that it needs to, and that can help you maintain a really good weight. So, in this, many physicians will stress that people with hypothyroidism should never use condition as an excuse to let the pounds build up, and I agree with that. I mean, if you have to work out a little harder, be focused on your diet a little bit more, that's important. But look into your overall metabolism and physiology, because if you're not getting enough iodine, if you're not getting tyrosine, which is a key amino acid that really affects how well the thyroid works or not, and if you're not getting enough B6, if you're not getting enough of the cofactors that your body needs to really thrive, then it's extremely important. So you want to make sure that you're getting everything you need nutritionally. That's why getting some lab work done to check and see what your deficiencies are many times can be important, because if you get the numbers right, then your body can function right. And that is a big piece of it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Or go to the website. Let's go to Jack. Hi, Jack.
I'm a disabled veteran. I don't have any injuries, but I've never been war. I'm pretty lucky, but I take vitamins. I'm very health conscious. I get disability from the government. Like what I'm trying to do is keep my health at an optimum level and go from there. And I don't take no drugs. I take vitamins. I take a multiple vitamin every morning. I try to eat natural foods. I eat good breakfast eggs, scrambled eggs, orange juice, and vitamin. And what I'm trying to say is I don't sleep too well sometimes. I'm on risperidone for my depression or whatever, and I usually take it, but I'm trying to get off. I'm probably going to get off and come Tuesday, get on Cymbalta or something like that. And I really appreciate any help you can give me. Like, I like to take natural vitamins and natural food.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that's important to utilize natural supplements and that sort of thing. But your foundation is your eating, always. And with different conditions like you have going on, you want to make sure that you're getting everything that you need to stabilize your brain chemistry, to stabilize your body chemistry. Just start with the basics. Make sure you get equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Getting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis will yield the right kind of results. And it does make an incredible difference when you start eating the right kind of foods, and that's what I would encourage you to start with, because at the end of the day, when you build a good solid foundation, then your body begins to thrive. When you start eating the right kind of foods in the right way, in the right amount, that's when it makes a difference. And just something as simple as omega-3 fats or vitamin D can help. And like with not sleeping, getting your serotonin levels where they need to be, and you can do that with good quality nutrition. There's so many different ways to support the body, to keep it healthy, and get it thriving, that it starts with your nutrition. That is your foundation. And exercise is important too, but your nutrition is going to lay the groundwork for where you need to go. 888-283-7272 puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, J. Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show and empower their health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-B-U-N-D-I.com. That's cherrybundy.com.